Before I begin the show today, I just want to give a disclaimer right now that the views expressed in this particular episode are purely those of me, Maria Humphreys, Kevin Touch, Amarias, Uncle Mike, Positive Vibes. They had nothing to do with what I'm about to share. The blame is all mine. Enjoy. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the show. This is the Creators Council Show. Users helping other users figure out how to use the Anchor app even better. If you're listening to this show right now from outside the platform, the Anchor platform, you are welcome to eavesdrop on this show, on any of the episodes here. We are here for you, trying to share the knowledge. If it sounds attractive, come on in and join the app. Come along for the ride. Exciting news, by the way, before we get on with this episode, Spotify has just acquired Anchor. That's right, people, moving and grooving, joining forces to make the world a better place by sharing more voices across the audio airwaves. It is going to be brilliant. Right now in this episode, I'm going to be talking about sponsorships, nuts and bolts of it all. I am Maria. Here we go. I'm going to start off right now by thanking Anchor for making it possible for the users of the app to make money from their podcasts through sponsorship. Okay, sponsorships have been activated about a month ago, probably, so they're still working out the kinks, but I wanted to go over some of the sponsorship information with you guys in detail a little bit here. I want to read for you the details that are here on the sponsorship program. There are details, there's a script, and there are tips. I'm going to just straight off read the details that are here on my screen in the Anchor app to the users. This way, people outside the Anchor app can go ahead and listen to what it's all about also. But if you're a user on the Anchor app, you may have noodled around with it a little bit. I'm going to tell you a little bit more and my experience in a few moments as well. So, details of Anchor sponsorship. This ad must be at least 30 seconds long. The goal of this ad read should be to let your listeners know why you love using Anchor and get them to give podcasting with Anchor a try. Remember that this ad will be added into your episodes, so keep that in mind as you begin and end your read. Try to integrate it into your podcast as best you can. Okay, this particular one was for Anchor that I just read. Anchor is available to be a sponsor on your show. It does pay $10 CPM. That's what it's called. $10 CPM means that when you reach 1,000 listens on a particular podcast episode, you will get $10. There are fees that Anchor gets out of that $10. So that does not belong entirely to the content creator. We'll get into that in a minute. Let me tell you about the script. That was the details portion. The script that Anchor provides. Let me read this section for you. Oh, here's the script. Remember that this ad will be added. Okay, we want you to be yourself and talk about your real experience with the platform so you can use the script if you want, but please feel free to make the ad your own. So that means, you know, let a little personality shine through. Don't just read it straight out. But this is the next sentence. Only bold parts of the script are mandatory. Mandatory. Bold parts of the script are mandatory. Now that's important because I'm going to read you the script right now. The script for Anchor. If you want Anchor to sponsor your show, this is the script, and I'm going to tell you where the bold parts are, okay? And I want you to listen up because the bold parts, it says, are mandatory. And I'm going to talk about that in a minute. This is the script. I'm going to read it for you. Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? when I was trying to get this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions. How do I record an episode? How do I get my show into all the apps people like to listen? How do I make money from my podcast? The answer to every one of these questions is really simple. Anchor. This next part, you guys, is in bold. This is the part that is mandatory that we must say. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. All in bold, people. And now, Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you can get paid to podcast right away. Still in bold, everybody. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. Still in bold, everybody. Now we're out of bold. Now you can add 1 to 2 sentences about how you use Anchor and what you like about it. There's more. It's not in bold anymore. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast, make money doing it, this is in bold. Go to anchor.fm/start. Not in bold anymore. To join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. That wasn't in bold at the very end. But the part in here about ridiculously easy to use. I'm sorry. If you've been listening to this show, Creators Council, you know that I can't really say that. I love the app. I do. And in the next segment here, I'm going to go ahead and offer you, I'm going to do an ad for Anchor the way I would do it because I do love it. But there's no way that I would say ridiculously easy to use. I also, by the way, would not say it is a one-stop shop for recording. They're awesome at distributing, but most of the more successful podcasters out here, come on, you guys, be real. They are producing their content on other platforms, and then they're importing it to Anchor for the distribution. I'm being told by so many people, they do not bother with the bells and whistles, with the tools within the Anchor app itself, because they're not reliable. A lot of them are really cool. And if you listen to my podcast, Strong Body, Strong Soul, you know that I am using all of the tools that Anchor provides. And you may have noticed that the quality isn't very good sometimes. I can't control the volume. The background music is kind of funky sometimes. Sometimes the background music that's available on my iPad is not the same background music that's on my phone. Or on the desktop, there are differences in how the app behaves on depending on the device that you're on. So the tools aren't very reliable sometimes, and they behave differently depending on the device that you're on. Consistency. And if you're trying to save time and create a quality podcast, I hate to tell you, but a lot of people are using other tools to produce their content. Just being honest. I love Anchor. I truly do. But I think the best way to get more people to join the app is by being perfectly honest with everybody and let them know it is not a one-stop shop for many. For a very few, is it a one-stop shop? So I myself, I hate to tell you, I'm not comfortable saying that bolded language there. And please feel free to message into the show here if you interpret these rules differently. And I just want to let you know, I come from a legal background. For many years, I worked in litigation. So I'm all about following the rules on occasion. And if it says the bold wording is mandatory, I'm going to do it. But on this Anchor one, I'm not going to read this into my show. I'm happy to advertise for Anchor. In fact, I kind of consider this whole Creators Council show a big old advertisement for Anchor. I don't know if they like it because I do talk about the glitches, but I think that honesty is the best policy. And I'm not going to read an ad into Anchor, into my show about Anchor that doesn't have these bolded words in it, because if all of a sudden I make, you know, $100, they may look at my ad and say, you know what, you didn't read it, so you don't get the money. There's that option. There is that. They have that right to not let you have your money if you didn't follow their rule of mandatory bold language. That's just my take on it. If you have a different take, let me know. So, let me just talk for a minute about my sponsor on the Strong Body, Strong Soul show. It is Flipboard. And a lot of content creators out here do share the same sponsor with me. I love it. But the bold language, I don't mind on Flipboard. I agree with the language. The intent of the Flipboard app is to reduce anxiety and keep calm while you're trying to consume content out there in the world. I love the idea of it. But because we have those words in bold, a lot of us are having to repeat the same language on our shows. And that's okay. But the poor listeners, if the listeners listen to several of our shows, they're going to hear that very exact same ad for a while. And I know for sure, for positive, that it is a growing idea. It's a new program that they have started here, the sponsorship program. So it is going to suffer from some growing pains. They're just working out the kinks, and that's okay. But I wanted to mention Flipboard because Flipboard pays $15 for every 1,000 listens, that CPM number, $15. Anchor pays $10 for 1,000 listens. So the app automatically defaults to play the higher paying sponsorship first on your show. When they first rolled out the sponsorship program, they were only offering one sponsor per show. So I picked Flipboard because it's higher paying. But just a few days ago, they also made it possible to have two sponsors on your show, because some of the lengthier shows, they might want or be okay with two sponsors being within their episodes. But again, Anchor itself, the app, chooses the higher paying one first. So Flipboard can be on one of my episodes, and then Anchor can be on one of my episodes. But if I want to change it up and I don't want to play Flipboard, just to be different and more entertaining for my listeners, if I want to play Anchor instead on one of my episodes, I can't, because it's the secondary slot. By default, Flipboard is chosen. So I don't have the capability to toggle between the two. I also don't have the ability to put, by the way, the ad at the very tail end of my episodes. A few weeks ago, I could, and I still can now, but the only way that it will activate at the tail end is if I either add a transitional sound, which a lot of people don't like to use on the Anchor platform, or if I add a little bit of content at the end after the ad. But with the recent changes, the ad itself cannot be the very last item within an episode. It won't turn on. It sits there, but it's off. Sponsorship is off if it's the last thing in your episode. So I also want to caution you, by the way, if you're playing around with the sponsorship thing, you will be offered an option to put sponsorship on all of your episodes, or the option to put it in manually. That's what I do, because I don't necessarily want the sponsorship on every single episode that I've ever made out here. Some of my episodes on Strong Body, Strong Soul are peaceful, relaxing meditations, for instance, and I don't really want an ad on those. So I am doing it manually. I'm picking and choosing which ones. So I will let you go. I have rambled enough already. Let me get to this awesome ad that I recorded. Let me know what you think.
audio, video that I can put on Instagram, Facebook.
For years, people told me that I should start a podcast because they like my voice and the way I describe my teachings. I didn't even know what a podcast was. Thank you, Anchor.fm, for being so easy to use. I can come out of a workshop or a training session and record my inspiration right away into my mobile device. All I have to do is push that little red button, and Anchor takes care of the rest. They distribute the vibration of my voice across the globe. It is brilliant. And recently, they made it possible for sponsors to help the shows out. Abundance. Many of us are trying to make the world a better place, but it does help to get a little bit of financial help doing that. Creating content out here on the airwaves is so easy. If you have something you are passionate about, check out Anchor.fm today. What do you guys think? What do you think? That's the way I would do it. The bold language that Anchor provides. I'm sorry, I just can't say it. But I would do an ad like the one that you just heard. And by the way, later on, I'm going to make a video. I'm going to turn that little blurb into an audio video that I can put on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, Twitter, all those kind of great places. It will serve to advertise for Anchor. And I don't have time to do it right now, but I'm going to go on to a video later and show you guys how to do that. So keep an eye out for that on the other platforms. My show, by the way, is Strong Body, Strong Soul. And like you just heard, it's true. I'm a meditation teacher and a personal trainer. I'm just trying to make the world a better place. The Anchor platform is helping make that happen. And some of the people I've been working with, by the way, to help them start their podcast shows, one of the benefits isn't necessarily that the podcast itself is going to gain you clients and business and what have you. It is absolutely going to boost your confidence and your energy level. The vibration of your own energy is going to rise when you start speaking into that microphone and sharing your unique personality, your unique views of the world. Whatever you are talking about, whatever your content is, the Anchor platform is a good place to test it out and get your voice out there. So I encourage you to check it out. I encourage you guys on Anchor to keep coming back to this show and to message in if you have thoughts and comments that you would like to share on this particular topic right now. Yeah, I was a little honest. That's okay. Okay, I'm Maria. This is the Creators Council. Thank you, Kevin Touch, for asking me to be here. Have a great day. Thanks for spending your time here a little bit. And don't forget
that I should start a podcast because they like my voice.
Okay,
and the way
don't forget
I
to keep coming back and review this show if you like. Okay, bye. Ouch. I'm going to leave that glitch right there, so you can see what I'm talking about. Once in a while, the app will change and different glitches will appear that didn't used to be there. I completely believe in the app, but it is inconsistent. And if you try to be too fancy with the background music and such, you can have problems. So I truly believe in the app. It's easy to push that red button and record and just send it out there to the world. But if you try to make it really professional and pretty, that's where the problems start. So there you have it. And by the way, yes, I mentioned I used to be in the legal profession, but I also was a communications major in college and a lot of film editing and stuff like that was part of my training. So glitches like that drive me crazy. It's okay. Let it go. Imperfections are what make us human. Check out the show notes, by the way. I'm going to put a link there if you want to. Oh, if you want to see pink, by the way, don't forget to check out the show notes about Pink, by the way, because she's getting her star on the Walk of Fame today in Hollywood. Okay, bye. Here. Here's another little tip that I just realized. That last little segment there, the screen on my phone turns off, so I can't get to the stop recording button anymore without pushing a bunch of buttons. That's why there was a little delay there. If you're under 1 minute with your recording, I'm finding that you're okay. My screen is still on, so I'm going to say goodbye for real now. Bye.